You all pray.
Help
me,
God, I pray.
And I'll try. And that's all I can do, Brother Ronnie. I'm like the other foregoing brother, and it's just, we just get up here and offer ourselves a living sacrifice.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
Holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Other words, we need to offer all that we have. Our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. We got to come to the Lord and give him our very best, which is the very worst that you could really offer, but that's what God wants. He wants all that you have to offer, and that is yourself. Offer yourselves, because we have went astray, and no man has the power to redeem himself. Man fell in the garden, and ever since that time, the failure of man has continued on, and we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, we all stand in need of a Savior, one that can deliver us from the sin of this world and deliver us unto life eternal.
Lord, help me, God, I pray.
In this world, we have trials and tribulations, but Jesus said, "In me, you may have peace."
Lord, help me, God.
There is a peace today that surpasses our understanding of how God can love such a man that had died in trespass before him and sinned, as Brother Ronnie said, that God can't even look upon sin.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
But I thank God today that he sent his only begotten Son, that through the blood of Jesus Christ our sins could be covered. And when he looks upon us today, God looks upon the children of God and he sees the blood. And I hope today that God will see the blood upon your heart, upon your soul. Listen, today that when the time comes for you to leave this world, that God will see the blood. I believe today that God give unto me the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse me from all unrighteousness and give unto me a pure heart. Listen today, for God will not dwell in an unclean temple. You must be born again before God is going to come in and take up his abode. Here this morning, brother, I don't know. I just want to sit down, brother. I get in such a place that you don't know where to go or where to come. And I'll declare today, but I know that God knows best.
Yes, he does. Help
me,
God.
And so today we'll come to the hill from whence our help cometh from. My strength is of the Lord. I'll draw my strength from Jesus today. And in him I put my trust. For the old writer said, he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. He'll mount up with wings. He'll run and he'll not be weary, brother. And I'll listen today. Let us run this race with patience. Let us look unto the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And let us, those that know him, contend for this faith, brother, that was once delivered unto the saints. For it's impossible to please God without faith. The brother preached here today is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. evidence of things not seen. There's a substance over there that I had faith at one time, brother, that I would come and receive it by faith through grace. Are you saved today? And I hoped and I prayed, brethren, by faith until that faith that I believed in, that hope that I believed in, that substance, brethren, came in, and I received my hope, brethren. I received the end of that hope. The Bible says, listen, what is the end of that hope? It was Jesus Christ formed in your soul. When did he form it, brother? Is he going to form it in the end? No, the day if you've been born again, you got the hope of glory. It's the anchor of the soul, brother Carl. And it's steadfast and it's unmovable, always abounding in the word of the truth, brother. Then as Pilate said, what is truth this morning? I want to preach unto you that Jesus is the truth. He is the life and he is the way, and by him if any man will enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture the day while he was on the world, on the earth, brethren. He taught them of truth, brethren, and told them in many places of himself, and said that I have a man, and they said if a man testify of himself, that man's word is not true. But Jesus said, I testify of myself, and my word is true, because he in heaven, brethren, testified of me. I am one, and my Father testifieth also. Then the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And he would speak unto the Pharisees, and he knew their heart before they ever spoke. He said, I need not that no man testify man, for I know what is in man. Brethren, he knows the heart and the intent of the mind. And the writer said that he knows your thoughts. He followed my God today that he might know my thoughts and put the right thoughts in my mind. The devil sows many a thought. But brethren, I think on these things, whatsoever things is lovely, whatsoever things are true, think on these things, brethren. I want to think on the good things. I want to think on the lovely things. I want to think on Jesus and the author and the finisher of my faith. Then why do you want to think on these things? Because they're going to deliver me out of all the trials and tribulation. It's going to deliver me on the other side, brethren. This hope today that is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. It's unmovable this morning. Always today abounding in the word of the truth, brother. Sinner man, this morning, take heed as to that light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. This day star that was sprung from on high had visited us, brother, had brought knowledge of salvation by the remission of our sin through the tender mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. That's how it come. It was through His mercies that we live today and have our being upon earth. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. And the commandments of God, they're not grievous, brethren, this morning. No, but they are. They're pleasing to the soul of them that have been born again. I love the commandments of God as I read and study. I love the way of the Lord. It's the way of life, Brother Lon, this morning. It's the way of truth today. What will you do with truth this morning? Will you welcome Him into your heart? Or will you say, another day, another time, Jesus? What are you waiting on this morning? The day of this wrath is coming, and who shall be able to stand in that day, brother? If you've not been down to the banquet hall, and the banner over you's been love, you're going to perish in the outer darkness, where the worm died not and the fire's not quenched. There's a place worse than hell, brethren, that the writer wrote about and said, death and hell would deliver up the dead that is in them. You notice the living never was in them. Death and hell would deliver up the dead in them, and death and hell will be cast into the burning lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophets are. And there you might say, I'm not lying, this murdering man over here, I'm not like this adulterous man down here, I'm not like this man, I live a better life than that. Well, friend, the day except you be born again, you're going to go where they're at today. For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear, brother? They're going to appear in the lake of fire, brother, where the wicked one is, and they'll be tormented day and night, brother, the day forever and forever. And you might think that you're escaping here by not obeying God, but the day is a-coming. I think of the writer that said, be not envious of the fool. Sometimes we see the wicked reign, and they flourish like the robe, and they have all things good, and sometimes we get a little jealous, don't we? Well, God, why don't I flourish like the wicked? Here I am, a righteous man. How come I don't have everything? Friend, if you've been born again, you're rich in the Lord. My treasures are not laid upon the earth. My treasures are over in heaven. I listen today, and Jesus. And the Bible said in the book of Psalms, be not envious of the fool, for God having them in tradition, he sees their last end, brother. You're not going to escape, friend. If you don't know Jesus today, you're going to pay somewhere along the line. You're going to give an account for the deeds that's done in the body. You're going to give an account for every idle word, brother. Whether they be good or evil. He said, make the tree good and its fruits good, or make the tree evil and its fruits evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking today. What's in your heart this morning? Is it the pure word of God, or is it the abomination that'll make desolate this old man you look at? ahead, brother. You might think that you're escaping this morning, but God is going to have the last say. Whether you live or whether you die, ye are the Lord's this morning. The soul, he said, all souls are mine, saith the Lord. But the soul that's sinning, it shall die this morning. Oh, Jesus, what will you do with them that don't know you? I fear for my children. I told that young son of mine yesterday, sitting on the porch, it don't matter what you gain in this world. If you don't know the Lord, it's all for naught, brother. You need to get on your knees. You need to pray, brother. For you failed to get hold of eternal life here. It's an everlasting life, separated from God. I don't want to be separated. I want the Lord on my bone, brother. I want him to come and comfort me. When troubles come, I want to call on his name, brother. I want to seek him while he may be found. I want to call on him while he's near, and he's nigh to every man. The word of faith is nigh thee, in thee, even in thy mouth. Open up your mouth and praise the Lord. Open up your heart, sinner man. The Lord is knocking this morning. What will you do with him? Will you open up the door and let him sup with you and you with him? He said, I'm my Father. They'll come into you and take up their abode and go to Moriah, friend. I've been in this race a long time. I was 1975. I started on this journey, brother, and I've never seen the word to turn back. Like the song we sang, I'm too near home. Turn back now. I'm just a stranger and a pilgrim in this journey here below. Sometimes I think, Lord, I can't hardly make it another day, but I trust in the Lord, brother. I wait on the Lord, brother. When will you come, Lord? He's going to come, brother. The writer said, oh, come. Come quickly and take thy morning pilgrims home. Open wide ye everlasting gate, and let the bride come in, brother. She's beautiful this morning. She's got a garment on. She's been made white. He said, though your sin will be like crimson, he said, I'll make them white as wool. And though they be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. No fuller soul it can whiten them like the blood of Jesus, brother. That's the blood that was shed on Calvary's hill, brother, by wicked hands, brother. They say they took his life, but they didn't take his life, brother. When the hour come, Jesus said, into thy hands I commend my spirit, brother. And he bowed his sweet head, and he died, brother. And he went back to God, and there, brother, and it took the body down, and put it in an old tomb. It was cold in there, brother. But there was a warm spirit coming in there on the third and appointed day, and warmed the old body and changed it, brother. Listen, the day it got up out of that tomb and went out. Listen, the day it was seen of about 500 brethren at one time. It wasn't done under a basket. It wasn't done in a closet. But he preached it on the housetop. And the Lord said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound the holy alarm in my holy mountain. Cry loud and spare not. Are you crying this morning? hope. He said, I put my cry in my people, and they shall cry. What are you crying this morning? Glory, glory, glory unto the Lamb of God, who is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise, brother. He is the one that God sent into this world, brother, to give life unto us. Won't you lift up his name this morning? Friend, today, the day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as they did in the provocation when they saw the wrath of God. 10 times they tempted him, brother, and they saw his wrath. And there is coming a day, brother, when the wrath of God is going to be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, brother, taking vengeance upon them that dwell upon the earth. He's going to be revealed from heaven in flaming fire. Who's going to be able to stand before him? You're not going to be able to stand before this holy God. He's going to call unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed unto my Father, inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you before the world was, brother. But he's going to turn. Oh, my children and your children is not one in that number. He's going to turn to them on the lail. Be ever separated from me, for I never knew ye. No, brother, what a terrible sound that would be. God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Call my children out of darkness before the day comes. And I don't have the power to deliver them, brother. But I've got one thing. I've got the Spirit of the Lord. As I told the young man yesterday, the best thing ever happened to me down through my life. I told him how I was poor and had a hard time making it. And I got a little garage still standing down there. And I'd get out of work, brother, and I'd get down on my knees. God, you know my heart. You know I need help, Lord. And the Lord would always send help, brother. He's a present help in the time of need. He's a rock in a worried land, brother. He's a shelter when the storms come. Do you got storms in your life this morning? And lean upon the everlasting arm of the Lord. He's got us stressed out, and he's crying, come after me. Ye that labor and heavy laden, don't you wish your children would just come and listen sometime what the Lord has to say, brother? He's got words to speak unto you. What will you do with these words? Brother, I want to speak the word of truth. I want to call upon him while he's near. I want to seek him while he may be found. Listen today, and he'll deliver you out of darkness. Into his marvelous light. It's marvelous to me, brother. It's glorious to me. The light of God illuminates my heart, illuminates my mind, and lets me look afar off, brother, down through this dark world. The prayer in every word you look, brother, they're just troubles on every hand. But if you got Jesus in your heart this morning, that's why you can smile at the storm. Why you fought along on the battle of life. Smile at the storm. For Jesus is in the service. He's the bringing good news from the far land. Friend, the good news to me is heaven's my home, and I'm going to go there one morning when day's light has come. Sing, brother, sing your song now. Thanks be to God. God this morning. The angels of the Lord is crying. Oh, worthy is the Lamb. He's still worthy today. Let me see glory and honor. Just lift up holy hands and call on his name. Lift up your hands and cry. Listen, give him glory and honor. He deserves it this morning. He died for you. He gave unto them eternal life, and they'll never perish, brother. Their life is in Jesus this morning. And if you don't have him, you don't have no life. You're a dead man walking around, having eyes and cannot see, having ears and cannot hear. But if you have Jesus this morning,
you got it all.
You got the anointing. You got the anointing of the Holy Ghost right upon your eyes, upon your heart. You got that anointing, brother, and that anointing will give joy and peace. That anointing will give life. And that anointing this morning is upon those that has been born again. It's the Holy Ghost this morning. It's grace this morning. The grace of God and bring us salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly loves, we should live soberly, rightly, right here in this present world, ever looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's going to finish up the morning, and I'm going to be able to say glory, glory, glory unto the Lamb of God and live forever. Just come, Lord. Sometime I just look up with it. I want him to come, and then I think, oh God, there are many sinners in this world. There are many going to go down. And I said, tarry on a little while. But brethren, God's got a day set when he'll judge the world in righteousness by that man Jesus Christ. And he's not going to come a minute before then. And he ain't going to tarry a minute after it. Prepare to live, for you know you're going to die. Death is coming, friend. When will? When will? I look out here. I look out here, and the gray hair has come over your head. Many of you are passing, getting close to the time that you'll go down to the lodgings of the tomb. And come the devil steal my tongue, brother. He said, my works will follow. Brother, I want my works to be good in this life. When I'm dead and gone, my works will fall. Henceforth, saith the Spirit, they rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. They're following me. But here's the good part about it. My sins has went on unto judgment. Some men's sins, they do follow them. Don't let your sins follow you to the grave, friend. Sure as the Lord liveth, you go down in sin. You're going to be raised in like manner and perish forever and forever. Take heed to this light, brother. It's shining in a dark place. Sing, brother. It's a good day in the Lord, brother. I let everything that has bread just lift him up this morning. Seek him while he may be found. But call upon him for the day of his coming in life. He shall be extended. Let's go and know him. They shall never perish. The Lord is
He's worthy of all praise and glory. And today, Brother Junior, and because he died, I can have life and have it more abundantly.
This is my story.
Are you going to? Are you headed to? And today, and the Lord loves you. And today, aren't you trying to tell? And today, how grateful the Lord has done for you. Yesterday, and worthy of everything we have today. Praise his name today.
Praise my Savior.
Lord of God.
Perfect submission. Perfect delight.